This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And we'll start with some good news from the Commerce Department this morning. Retail sales were up 0.8% last month. That is the first uptick in 4 months. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday, to talk about this. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what's going on here, Julie?
Well, to quote Martha Stewart, it's a good thing. This is the best since February. Shoppers are buying in all categories, not just food and pharmacy and gasoline, which, by the way, rose not just on price hikes, but volume. America's finally hitting the road again. Furniture, appliances, electronics, even I joined that conga line and bought my first laptop. Home economics, we're looking at still continuing to fix up with building materials and hardware, and even the shopping malls, which house the barking dogs of the industry, the department stores, are repopulating with real shoppers, not wearing sweatsuits. It's not just the morning walkers and the teens cruising around. Leisure time was very big. Sports, hobbies, bookstores. So it was across the board and a real positive.
Well, why are shoppers joining the conga line, as you say? Why is everybody going back to the stores?
Well, the big part is consumer confidence, and it is up. Jobs aren't getting worse. They're not really swell here, but they're confident that they're going to keep their jobs, so they're loosening the purse strings a little bit. Wages are actually seeing some rises. Consumer incomes are ticking up a bit. Debt levels are still comparatively high, but it's seen as manageable now. And retailers are still very promotional. Sale, it's the loveliest four-letter word in the English language. It's still there.
Quick question, Julie. Groupon is out this morning we're seeing their stock down 20% or so after a disappointing earnings report. What's going on?
Well, it's the source of the earnings. It came from stuff, not experiences. So they're trying to be competitive with Amazon and everybody else who's out peddling cheap stuff. So it's the source of the earnings that's really hitting them here. That and maybe America's finally paying full price to go out to lunch.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Thanks as always.
You bet.